that owns, by the way, the Australian Shooters Alliance, as you mentioned earlier. I don't think we have a problem with the person being checked to see that they are a fit and proper person and that they are doing the right thing and storing their firearm properly. That's fine. However, there needs to be sensible taxpayer money spent making sure that it's not over-policed, not seen as an enemy of the state, if you like, as being someone who contributes to society, is generally involved in a sport, they may hunt as well, and contributes to society, the same as a golf player does.
So maybe a bit of credit for the gun owners who are having to continuously
Yeah.
demonstrate their good citizenship to maintain their license.
That's right. And for instance, the Queensland Police currently have announced Operation Firestorm or Whiskey Firestorm. And on the face of it, there's nothing wrong with that, but there is some tinges of over-policing, or we want to, they're mixing illegal activity with perfectly legal activity. That's a very old-fashioned thing to do in my mind. They're talking about making sure that licensed firearm owners are storing their firearms properly. That's fantastic. That's great. RSSAA Queensland's been educating its members for more than 20 years to do that. They've been offering vouchers for safes, for instance, backed by the firearms industry, that might be a $100 voucher. Teaching people to make sure that they bolt it in properly or that they hide the keys properly. To have the right type of safes, not just a cheap metal cabinet. But with Operation Whiskey Firestorm, the police saw fit to put a video together for the media, and it mainly showed body cam vision of police arresting, it looked like drug dealers, who had either homemade guns or guns that, they certainly weren't registered. And people being thrown into paddy wagons and things like that, going, hang on, that's nothing about licensed shooters. And that is over-policing and taxpayer money being misspent.
Well, is it over-policing or is it just the concern about the misrepresentation? I mean, people who are sort of doing homemade guns that aren't licensed, I mean, you couldn't argue that they shouldn't be brought to heel. It's more that issue that they're getting confused or sort of put in the same sort of mental frame as someone as a legitimate firearm license holder, then,
Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah. What I would say is over-policing is where, so I might want to buy a rimfire 22 rifle because I want to go rabbit hunting. I have to explain why I want that. Now, hang on, I've already gone and got my firearms license. You've checked my police background. You've checked that I've got good mental health. You know that I'm physically capable of handling that firearm. Why are you so interested in? So that, I don't know. It might be a civilian. It might be a police officer, a sworn police officer. But that is taking time and energy of the police where they should probably be out doing other things, not wasting time looking at why I want to go rabbit hunting and wanting to know what sort of property I'm on.
Yeah.
That is overkill as far as I'm concerned, and I think many members would think that is just red tape. I have to explain the difference between target shooting and hunting to police. Again, does it really matter? I don't think so. I think we should be partners, the police and licensed shooters, so that we are seen. It's actually in our best interest to make sure people are doing the right thing with firearms. We have a responsibility to call out anyone we think is misusing firearms. The problem is we don't generally see those people because we don't hang around those circles. It did a few years back. The police announced that they were doing a couple of weeks operation on getting illegal firearms out of the hands of, I guess, mainly outlaw gangs. And going, well, if you know that they're there, why is this a special operation? Why aren't you doing it normally? And that seemed to be Gold Coast orientated. But if people know that is an issue, as in police, then why isn't that just something that's happening all the time?
Tim Battister,
So.
yeah, you've made some really good points, and it's been really fascinating getting to chat with you, but we're going to have to wrap it up.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
By the way, Happiness is a Warm Gun. Don't forget that song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is such a good song. All right. It's great. We needed a Beatles tip in there.
Good idea.
All right, beauty. Tim Bannister, thanks so much. Have an awesome day.
Cheers.
Cheers. That's Tim Bannister from the Australian Shooters Alliance of Queensland discussing the ins and outs of gun ownership and gun laws. And